This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. This year's South by Southwest Festival may be over, but the ideas are still fresh. I spent a few days at the conference, not for the music or the film, but for the technology, specifically to scope out robot technology. I sat down with KERA's executive producer, Jeff Whittington, to talk about what I found out.
Hey, Lauren, how was South by Southwest?
It was good. I spent some time in virtual reality, some time in reality. And sometime in robot reality, catching up with a roboticist named Robin Murphy. She's director of the Center for Robot-Assisted Search and Rescue at Texas A&M University. And KERA listeners might remember her from a few years ago, a story I did about Ebola and robotics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so back then she was working with tech companies to develop software to teach robots tasks like how to handle toxic waste. And now she's on to her next disaster, the refugee crisis.
How can robots help with the refugee crisis?
Yeah, it sounds a little bit strange, but as millions of people have fled Syria, some have tried to take the shortcut to Europe by crossing the Mediterranean. The problem is a lot of the boats they use, maybe you've seen them on TV, they're rickety, they're not outfitted for that kind of trip, and migrants run out of fuel, boats capsize, and there often aren't life vests. Thousands of refugees have died trying to cross. So last year, the Coast Guard off of the island Lesvos partnered with Robin Murphy and some others to see if they could use a sort of robotic lifeguard named Emily.
What's it look like?
It doesn't look like a person. Emily stands for Emergency Integrated Life-Saving Lanyard. And it's essentially a remote-controlled rescue boat. You know those red inflatable life buoys that they used on Baywatch?
Mm-hmm.
Picture one of those combined with some of the power of a jet ski.
Hmm.
A guy named Tony Mulligan invented Emily, and he's CEO of the Arizona-based maritime robotics company, Hydronautics. Since 2010, these Emily robotic rafts have been used to rescue people in places like Los Angeles, but never before to help refugees.
So they're being used in the Mediterranean now?
Yes, starting in 2016. In the first 10 days, Emily helped 240 refugees make it ashore safely with the Hellenic Red Cross. These Emily things, they're not perfect. When I talked to Robin Murphy at South by Southwest, she said to make these robotic rafts better, they need to be more autonomous.
Because there's, you know, so many people. Usually it's one lifeguard trying to save three people in the water. Now it's like one lifeguard trying to save 10 people in the water when you've got a boat of 50 people. So how do you get that ratio? So you have that one lifeguard now be able to just say, go over here, turn its back, and now I'm going to pay attention to people who are in the water who are really in crisis. You go over there to the people over there that can hang on for a while.
It's cool, right?
Very cool. Now, how will that work?
The idea is that the lifeguard would use his or her binoculars to call off the coordinates of a victim in the water, and the computer would then convert those and send it to the robot. So the robotic raft would be able to arrive and help someone in the water without the lifeguard having to constantly guide it, which is great. But from the standpoint of the person in the water, think about it. It'd be pretty weird and scary to have a red surfboard jet ski thing coming at you 20 miles an hour. Here's Robin Murphy.
Emily can come at you at full speed ahead, and it can hit you and it won't hurt you. It's designed not to, but you're not going to be happy. And if you're already stressed, this is not going to make it better. So now you can use your location to slow down, to not invade personal space, but you can start doing even better if you start using the camera and a thermal camera to say, person in the water, I'm going to slow down, and I'm going to turn myself the long way toward them to make it easier to grab hold of.
Jeff, another idea they're exploring is automating the instructions and the voice of that robotic raft. Right now, you've got all these people working together who speak different languages. You've got the rescue professionals who might speak Greek, the migrants who speak a variety of languages, and they're sometimes trying to use English to communicate these tricky instructions. So Robin Murphy and her team are looking at how to translate and get across a message with audio and visuals using a flexible display that would be on the raft. And you might navigate the instructions by touchscreen.
Wow. This is really cool, Lauren. I'm assuming you're going to keep an eye on this story for us.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.